God not furious.
快快讲，不讲的马上上来。为什么
？You have to discuss this.
我问他为什么，他给我敲敲眉毛就不讲话。为什么？有谁要讲话吗
？Any answer?
为什么？为什么上帝不向摩西生气呢
？Why was God not angry with Moses?
我很兴趣这个题目。
I'm very interested in this question.
因为摩西有一次击打磐石两下，上帝大发脾气，使他永远不能进迦南。
Because once Moses hit the rock for the water and God was furious with him.
打磐石两下就不能进迦南。
He hit the rock twice and he did not enter the promised land.
把上帝亲手写的法版摔破，上帝没有生气。
But God was not angry, ironically here.
你说 it depends on the mood of God. 上帝刚好那一天脾气好一点就没有事情。
Perhaps God was in a good mood.
那一天上帝伤风就大发脾气，是不是这样？
Maybe God was in a bad mood.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为摩西所发的脾气，正是神同时发脾气，所以同心发脾气。
Because the anger of Moses was in accordance to the anger of God.
我感到这个很重要。
I think this is important.
有的牧师传道脾气很不好，上帝用他。
Some pastors have a bad temperament, but God used them.
有的牧师传道脾气很好，上帝不用他。
But some pastors have good temperament, but God does not use them.
你找到这个奥秘吗？
Do you see the mystery here?
当你与神一同愤恨，与神一同发怒的时候，你的盛怒是神能够用你的原因之一。
When you are angry in accordance to God's anger, that's holy anger, and God will use you in that manner.
我们的文化把我们说成一个礼多必诈的假冒伪善的伪君子。
Our culture often encourages us to be hypocrites.
所以我们许多时候应当发怒的时候，我们不敢发怒。
So sometimes when we ought to be angry, we dare not.
我们要好好对待人，还以为自己很有爱心。
We keep being very kind and being loving.
应当责备的时候不敢责备。
When we need to rebuild, we dare not do it.
应当劝勉的时候不敢劝勉。
When we need to punish and answer, we
dare not do it. 应当点出罪恶的时候不敢点出。
When we need to point out the sin, we dare not do it.
宋牧师被上帝大大使用。
Dr. John Sung was used greatly by God.
因为他在那一个时代中间。与神同心发脾气。
Because he was a person at that generation who angered together with God.
神发脾气的时候。
When God was angry.
很少人要给他使用。
Very few people are willing to be used.
神是慈爱的时候。
But when God is gracious.
很多人愿意做他的仆人。
Lots of people want to be his servants.
我们的神不但是慈爱的，也是公义的上帝。
Our God is not only a loving God, but a righteous God.
上帝没有叫摩西责备，或者叫摩西刑罚他的哥哥亚伦。
But God did not ask Moses to punish his brother.
因为你的哥哥比他大，他不好意思，是不是？
Is it because he's not so nice after his brother?
完全不是如此。
No.
因为在这件事情上。
Because in this matter.
亚伦还是将来基督的一个预表。
Aaron was a foreshadow of Jesus Christ.
所以神许可现在不对付他的罪恶的问题。
And God was willing that he did not punish.
但是对以色列人，现在一个很重要的事情来了。
But a very important thing occurred to the Israelites.
摩西说。
Moses said.
你们中间谁站在耶和华这一边呢？
Those among you who stand on the side of Jehovah,
出来
come here.
抵挡你自己的兄弟
be opposed to your brother,
击杀你自己的兄弟
and slaughter them.
所以那个时候呢，十一个支派不出来。
At that time, the 11 tribes did not come out.
只有一个支派的人出来。
Only one tribe came out.
为神大发的心。
To move for God.
走在上帝的圣洁的里面。
To walk in the holiness of God.
与神一同发脾气。
To be angry with God.
他们那些反对他们，你击杀他们。
And they slaughtered those who were opposed to them.
这就清除信仰上的败子。
And this is a clear example of their faith.
那些还要抵挡上帝的。
Those who are opposed to God.
还要拜金牛犊的人。
Those who still want to worship the calf.
抵挡利未人。
They were opposed to the Levites.
利未人就击杀他们。
And the Levites killed them.
你知道那一天死多少人？
You know how many people died?
那一天死了3000个。
3000 people died.
为什么呢？
Why?
为什么死三千人？
Why were there 3000
dead? 因为律法赐下来就要开始一个圣洁的生活，是绝对不能妥协。
The holy living started when the law was given. There's no compromise.
所以你看旧约律法赐下的那一天，三个人死了。
At the day where the law came down, 3000 died.
圣灵赐下来的那一天，三千个人得救了。
And when the Holy Spirit came down, 3000 were saved.
这是旧约新约遥遥相对的一个比喻。
This is a clear contrast between the Old and the New Testament.
你可以看清楚这个比较是很重要的。
You can see this comparison.
神是公义的神。
God is a righteous God.
神也是慈爱的神。
God is also a loving God.
神是审判的神。
God is a God of judgment.
神是施恩的神。
God is a God of mercy.
神是咒诅的神。
God is a God of curses.
神是赐福的神。
God is a God of blessing.
神是赐下生命的神。
God is a God of life.
神也是取去生命的神。
He is also a God that takes away life.
所以旧约是以上帝的咒诅 诅做结束的。
The Old Testament ends with the curses of God.
新约是以上帝的祝福做结束的。
The New Testament ends with the blessings of God.
律法赐下的人三千个人要死。
3,000 died with the day the law came.
圣灵赐下的就是三千个人领受新的生命。
3,000 received new life the day the Holy Spirit came.
从那一天开始。
From that time onwards.
上帝说。
God said,
利未支派啊
the tribe of Levi,
你们要分别为圣
you are to be set aside,
你们要成为我的子民
you must be my people,
你们成为我的仆人
you will be my servant,
你们在全以色列中间成为专门服侍圣工的一群人
in all of Israel you become the person who specializes in serving me
所以这是人中间选出来的
these are selected from men
这样祭司只能出一个宗派
From the priesthood, there is only one tribe.
就是另一位宗派。
And that is the tribe of Levi.
祭司不可以出于别的宗派。
The priest cannot come from other tribes.
只有这个支派是圣洁的。
Only this tribe has been selected.
从人中间选出来的大祭司。
Selected from men.
是因为忠于神。
Because they were faithful.
跟在神的后面。
They were following God.
顺从神。
They were obedient to him.
然后他们才献祭。
Then they get the sacrifice.
要你看见圣经的原则。
The principle of the Bible is here.
生命献于圣于献祭。
It is more important to be obedient than to give sacrifices.
连能代替百姓献祭立位人，是因为先顺从神才被献出来的。
Even the Levites, the priests that can give sacrifice, was selected first because they were obedient.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to Him.
今天糊涂的基督徒
，A lot of Christians
以为我随便生活，只要多奉献点钱，牧师就很高兴了。
A lot of Christians think they can lead their life any way they want, so long as they give their money.
我可以犯奸淫，可以乱来，只要我多奉献，礼拜堂就可以盖成功了。
I can be adulterous, so long as we have a lot of money, we can build a church.
圣经一个总原则，顺命胜于献祭。
The general principle of the Bible is that it is more important to be obedient than to give sacrifices. Before you give of the sacrifice to God, you must first give of your heart to God. Before you give of your money to God, you must first give your obedience in your spirit to God. The high priest that selected from men was selected from the tribe of Levi. And the tribe itself was selected to serve God because they were obedient. They stood with God. And they fought with sin. They were opposed to adultery. Opposed to sin. Opposed to idolatry. All these people are qualified to serve God. Those of us who are willing to serve Him, may the Lord help us. So that we will first be obedient. To be obedient to Him. Then we can start sacrificing.
愿上帝赐福给我们。
May the Lord bless us
all. 我已经把第一件很重要的事情已经讲过来了。
The first verse is now answered.
从人间拣选的大祭司。
The high priest that selected from them.
是奉派替人做属上帝的事情。
Is appointed to represent them in matters relating to God.
祭司的侍奉是一个中保性的侍奉。
The ministry of the priest is one of an intermediary.
他绝对不是要做人的事情。
He is not to serve man only.
他是要办属于上帝的事情。
He is to do things that are relating to God.
这句话另外一个解释法就是属于有关人与神事情是他要做的事情。
In another explanation, it's in relation to matters relating to man and God.
人与神有关系吗？
Do we have a relationship with God?
有关系。
Yes, we do.
人犯罪可以隐藏吗？
Can we hide our sins?
不可以。
We cannot.
人在神面前是不是可以遮盖自己呢？
Can we hide ourselves from God? No.
所以人与神是有关系。
Therefore, we have a relationship
with God. 人不能够离开神独立。
We cannot be independent from God.
人也不能够遮盖自己使神看不见。
We cannot hide ourselves from God.
人更不能隐藏自己的罪恶让神不知道。
We cannot hide our sins from God.
人与神是有关的。
Surely we are related to
Him. 你的人是与神有关的。
Because of this relationship.
但是这个关系破裂了，你又不能去做怎么办呢？
But we cannot solve this relationship when it's broken.
需要一个中保站在你与神之间，搞好这个有关系而失去关系的这种现状。
We need this intermediary to mend this broken relationship.
这种人是谁呢？
What kind of person is this?
就是祭司。
It's the priest.
哦，你说我现在明白了。
You say I understand.
我是与神有关的。
I have a relationship with God.
我是不能隐藏自己的。
I cannot hide myself.
我不能遮盖自己。
I cannot cover myself.
我不能欺骗上帝。
I cannot hide myself.
我是赤裸敞开的。
Because I'm naked before Him.
那么这个思想在哪里呢？
Where is this concept from?
就在第四章 里面已经告诉我。
We see this in chapter four.
所以你看每一章都有关联在里面。
You see every chapter is related to each
other. 我们那就回头看第四章。
Let us go back to chapter four again.
回头看第四章。第四章的这一个第十二十三节，我们一同来读。
Verses 12 and 13.
一二三，上帝的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比这两刃之刃的剑更快，甚至灵与魂、骨节与骨髓都能刺入破开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明，并且被造之物没有一样在他面前不是不显然。原来万物在他与我们有关系的主面前都是赤裸敞开的。所以呢，这个祭司蒙召的时候，
When the priest is called,
他就要办人与神有关系的事情。
His job is to take care of matters relating to man and God.
人与神之间是有关系。
There is a relationship.
是神把我们造在这个关系的里面。
And God created this relationship.
所以人没有办法隐藏自己。
We cannot hide ourselves from him.
一定要赤裸敞开在上帝面前。
We are laid bare before him.
但是赤裸敞开显出了我们这个关系已经坏了。
And when we are laid bare, it shows the relationship has been broken.
所以神就从人中间拣选祭司出来做这个事情。
From among men, therefore, God selected the priest.
第四章的十二十三节提到神的道彰显人的恶，刺透人的心，使人没有办法遮盖自己，都在神面前赤裸敞开。
Chapter 4 verses 12 and 13 tells us the word of God is active and real and it laid bare all our hearts before God.
四章第十四到第十六节告诉我们，这个关系就由祭司来替我们承担，替我们解决。
And verses 14 to 16 tells us that this problem is solved by the high priest.
第五章就把这两段归纳起来，告诉我们耶稣基督就比亚伦更完美的做了这个工作。
And chapter 5 summarizes these two portions and telling us that Jesus Christ is better than Aaron in this job.
所以第五章第一节的后面他怎么讲呢？
The second part of verse 1 in chapter 5.
祭司是要蒙派代替人办属神的事情。
That the priest is appointed to represent them in matters relating to God.
我有献上礼物，有献上祭物。
To offer gifts and sacrifices for sin.
所以他要把献祭的事情成全了。
He must accomplish the matter of sacrifice.
那么他是站在神与人的面前。
And he stands between God and man.
一方面代表人向上帝献祭。
On the one hand, he represents man to give sacrifices.
一方面代表神对人宣布赦罪。
On the other hand, he represents God to announce forgiveness.
这是祭司尊荣的工作。
This is a glorious task for the priest.
不但如此，祭司献祭的时候，因为他是人中间选出来，所以有一件不能免的事情。
Because he was selected from among men, there's something he cannot escape.
现在请你注意听下面这一段话语。
Listen carefully to the next few sentences.
当祭司献祭的时候，
When the priest gives of sacrifice,
双重献祭。
There are two dual sacrifices.
第一种的祭司为百姓献。
First of all, he gave for the people.
第二种的祭司为自己的罪献的。
Second sacrifice is for his own sins.
当他们代替百姓献祭的时候，
When in accordance and representing the people,
完全没有办法骄傲起来。
He cannot be proud.
因为他知道百姓有罪需要救赎，我自己也是得罪上帝，怎么办呢？
Because he knows that he himself is sinful just as the people are.
所以一方面献祭为别人，一方面想到自己的罪也要先为自己献祭。
On the one hand, he gives sacrifices for other people, he will be reminded of his own sin.
这叫做人间选出来的大祭司。
This is a priest that has been selected from people.
人中间选出来就是人。
A person that's selected from the people must belong to the human race.
罪人中间显出来大祭司还是罪人。
A high priest selected from among sinners is a sinner himself.
所以无形中希伯来书的作者是对于他的读者讲这句话。
Indirectly, the author of Hebrews is saying this to the readers.
你们以为亚伦有很高的荣耀吗？
Do you think that Aaron had a very glorious job?
你们以为你们的大祭司是宗教界最高的领袖？
Do you think that your high priest is the greatest in religion?
你要知道他们自己不过是有罪的人。
Remember that they are but sinners.
你们中间的大祭司有谁能够为百姓献祭以前不先替自己献祭？
Which high priest among you can give sacrifices without first recognizing his own sin?
那么这里呢，他不但提到祭司本身是罪人。
Here it not only reminds us that the priest himself is a sinner.
他影射到基督来到罪人的世界中间，他明白罪人。
There's an indirect implication that Jesus understands the sinner.
这里要表达一个基督与人同类，就产生了同类之间的爱，这种神圣的感情。
There is an emotion expressed here that Jesus was a human and understand the love for humans.
一个常常病的医生比较有爱心对待别的病人。
A doctor that is often sick will often be more loving towards his patient.
一个从来没有病的护士对最病人很凶很凶的。
A nurse that has never been sick will be very fierce towards his patient. Do not cry.
不要叫。
Do not scream.
有痛静静的。
Just be quiet in pain.
因为她自己从来没有痛过。
Because she herself has
never been painful.
She's healthy.
所以你看见一个医生，他是不是很好的医生，就是看他曾经有过病人痛苦的经验没有。
You can look at the doctor. If he's a doctor that suffered like the patient, he will be a kind doctor.
而且他又愿意经历了痛苦，又去了解再痛苦经历的人。
And after he has gone through the suffering, he's willing to understand those who are suffering.
有一个老人家对医生说：“医生啊，你帮助我活得更老好不好？”
And an old person asked the doctor to extend his life.
这个老人家已经68岁了。
He is 68.
这个医生才40多岁。
The doctor is only 40 plus.
哎呀，你是很老的医生，帮助我活久一点，我怕死，怕得要命。
He said, "You're a good doctor. Please extend my life. I'm afraid of dying."
你说这个医生怎么回答吗？
What did the doctor say?
他说：“我连我自己会不会活到你这么老，我都不知道。”
The doctor said, "I don't even know whether I can live to your age."
我有个医生，他自己对我唐牧师啊。
There's a doctor who said this to me, Reverend Paul.
我们很多病人比我们自己更长命的。
There are many patients that can live longer than us.
很多医生自己活到很短的年龄就离开世界。
Many doctors die young.
他也知道办法怎样医这个人，怎样帮助那个人，等到自己病得要死的时候，没有办法医自己。
They know how to heal other people, but they cannot heal themselves.
我教会里面有个医生。
There's a doctor in my church.
他是医学博士。
He is a professor of medicine.
他是印度尼西亚最重要的大学的教授。
He is the most important professor in the most important university in Indonesia.
现在患上一些病。
He now has a certain disease.
送到德国去。
I was sent to Germany.
哭得不得了。
He was in pain.
他自己没有把握他还会活多久。
Because he does not know how long he can live.
消息回来，他大发脾气。
When the news came, he was angry.
很厌烦人生。
He was sick of life.
天天对他的太太发怨言。
And every day he grumbled to his wife.
他们说唐牧师，你要为他祷告。
They said, Reverend Tong, please pray for him.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他自己没有办法知道自己的生命如何。
Because he does not know what will happen to him.
所以这件事情告诉我们，大祭司本身是一个罪人。
But the Bible here tells us the high priest himself is a sinner.
大祭司本身是有软弱的。
He is weak himself.
怎么知道呢？
How do we know this?
因为他替百姓献祭的时候，他也要替自己献祭。
Because when he does the sacrifice, he must pay sacrifices for himself.
百姓犯罪需要得到解决，他自己犯罪也需要得到解决。
The problem of sin needs to be solved for both himself and the people.
所以他与我们一样是软弱的人。
Like us, he is weak.
那用这里影射到大祭司的弱点，也用这里影射到基督的爱心，怎么关联起来？
What is the relationship between the weakness of the priest and the love of Jesus Christ?
基督担当我们一切的软弱。
That is, Jesus took upon all our weaknesses.
基督没有犯罪。
But he did not sin.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
所以这里从人间选出来的大祭司，
The high priest is selected from among men.
他应当能体谅那些犯罪的人。
He can understand the sinners.
体谅那些蒙昧的人。
And have empathy towards those who are
ignorant. 无知的人。
Those who do not know what's happening.
走迷道路的人。
Those who have gone astray.
因为他自己也是被罪恶同软弱所捆绑。
Because he himself is subjected to weaknesses.
要为自己赎罪，然后再为百姓赎罪。
This is why he has to offer sacrifice for himself first.
我们大家再来读第一到第三节，
Let's、
一同开始。
Verse 1 to 3 again.
凡从人间挑选的大祭司，是奉派替人办理赎身的事，我要献上礼物和赎罪祭。他能体谅那蒙愚昧和失迷的人，因为他自己也是被软弱所苦，故此他理当为百姓和自己献祭赎罪。现在我们要从第四节讲到第六节，这个很重要的这一段。
We want to enter into a very important passage from verses 4 to 6.
因为前面的这一段是提到从人间选出来的祭司。
Because the earlier passage talked about human priests.
以色列是一个献祭的民族。
The Israelites are people.
以色列中间是蒙拣选做祭司的人。
They have people who are selected to be
priests. 而蒙拣选的是利未支派。
And it is a tribe of Levi.
利未支派中间特别是亚伦的后代。
Especially the descendants of Aaron.
他们蒙拣选做祭司。
They were selected to be priests.
他们是软弱的。
But they are weak.
他们要先献自己的祭。
They must first sacrifice for themselves.
为自己赎罪。
For sin sacrifice.
再为百姓献祭。
Then they do it for the people.
为百姓赎罪。
for their sins.
他们是在神面前代表人，在人面前办理世上的事情。
Before God, they represent men, but before men, they represent God.
那这个大祭司是很尊荣的。
The high priest is of great honor.
这个地位是很尊贵的。
Of great status.
以色列的中间最尊贵的就是大祭司的宗教地位。
In the, among the Israelites, the most honored position is that of the high priest.
但是第四节告诉我什么呢？
But verse 4 says,
这个尊荣绝对不是人自己可以选的。
This honor is not given by man.
我自己盼望做大布道家不可以的。
Does that mean that you can be a great evangelist?
我自己盼望做大祭司不能够的。
It is not possible for you to want to be a great
high priest. 神的拣选临到。
It is when the calling of God comes.
神的权柄派到。
The power of God is here.
人看出神的应许，神的拣选在你身上。
That man can recognize the promise of God upon you.
你才可以有这样的尊荣。
Then you can have this glory.
你有这样的这个地位。
This sort of status.
你可以做这样的工作。
Then you can do this work.
那么当他提到亚伦之后，他就提到耶稣基督的事情。
When he mentioned Aaron, he immediately talked about Jesus Christ.
所以大祭司的尊荣，没有人自取，为是蒙上帝所造，像亚伦一样的。
No one takes this honor upon himself. He must be called by God just as Aaron.
就刚才我们已经解释了。
We have already
explained 不是摩西选亚伦来帮助他。
It was not Moses who selected Aaron.
上帝自己指派亚伦做摩西的出口。
It was God Himself who appointed Aaron to speak for Moses.
那么基督做大祭司是谁选他的呢？
What about Jesus Christ?
基督做大祭司是什么人呼召他的呢？
Who called him to be the high priest?
他曾经在怎么样的经历中间，他的生平里面有哪一个事迹给我们看见神领导他，神呼召他？他成为被拣选的祭司呢。
What incident in his life shows us that he has been called by God to be the high priest?
当然，我个人真正的了解，就是耶稣基督受洗的时候，圣灵降在他身上，这就是他做祭司的一个印证同呼召，实实在在具体的表现。
My own understanding is that the more actual expression is when Jesus was baptized and the Holy Spirit came upon him.
可能我对你们提过这个事情。
Perhaps I've mentioned this before.
耶稣为什么要三十岁才受洗呢？
Why was Jesus baptized only at age 30?
耶稣为什么三十岁才出来传道呢？
Why did he came out in his ministry only when
he was 30? 生在律法之下。
Because he was born under the law.
照摩西的律法，三十岁满了才可以做祭司。
Because in accordance to the Mosaic law, you can be a priest only after you are 30.
耶稣基督绝对不会违背律法。
Jesus was not against the law.
他虽然是永恒的神，
although he's eternal God,
进了时间的过程中间，
he entered in the process of time.
一秒一秒爱，一天一天等，一年一年慢慢等待，直到三十年满足了，他才可以做祭司。
He waited every single moment of his life until he was 30.
耶稣做祭司谁高立他呢？
Who anointed him?
是神的灵自己高立他。
It was the Holy Spirit himself who anointed him.
所以世界上一个千千万万人受洗的时候。
When John the Baptist baptized,
没有一个人领受圣灵在受洗的时候降临在他的身上。
Not a person received the Holy Spirit at his baptism.
除了耶稣基督以外。
Other than Jesus Christ.
耶稣受洗的时候。
When Jesus was baptized,
天开了。
Heaven opened.
圣灵如同鸽子降在他的身上。
The Holy Spirit descended upon him.
耶稣受洗的时候。
When he was baptized,
圣灵就临在他的身上。
The Holy Spirit descended upon him.
上帝用无限的灵膏他。
And God used the eternal spirit to anoint him.
使他大有能力。
So that he was with great power.
神与他同在。
God was with him.
神的膏里。
The anointing of God.
就把神的拣选显明出来。
Shows us his selection.
耶稣受谁的洗呢？
Who was just Jesus baptized?
受施洗约翰的洗。
He was baptized by John the Baptist.
施洗约翰有什么资格洗他呢？
What qualification did John
have? 施洗约翰是祭司的孩子。
He was the son of a priest.
施洗约翰是亚伦的后代。
He's a descendant of Aaron.
施洗约翰跟耶稣不一样的。
He was different from
Jesus. 耶稣生在犹大的支派里。
Jesus was born in the tribe of Judah.
唯有犹大支派可以做王。
Only the tribe of Judah can be king.
而施洗约翰生在撒加利亚的这个家庭里面。
Whereas John the Baptist was born in the family of Zechariah.
撒加利亚是在利未支派亚伦的后代里面。
Zechariah is in the descendants of Aaron.
那么呢，施洗约翰是可以做祭司。
John the Baptist can be a priest.
耶稣是可以做君王的。
Jesus can be a king.
做君王的人不可以做祭司。
The king cannot be the priest.
做祭司的人不可以做君王。
And the priest cannot be the king.
没有君王被生在利未支派里面。
Because the king will not be born in the tribe of Levi.
也没有祭司被生在这犹大支派。
All the priests in the tribe of Judah.
耶稣就这么又在做君王的支派中间，他可以承受这个祭司的职分呢？
So why did Jesus become the priest as well?
这个以后我们要谈。
We will talk about this later.
但今天我们只要提到一个很重要的原则。
But there's an important principle here.
当施洗约翰给耶稣施洗的时候，
When John the Baptist baptized Jesus Christ,
他领受神的吩咐要为耶稣施洗。
He did it in accordance to the commandment of God.
那差我来的。
He who has sent me
对我说,
spoke to me.
当你对那个人施行的时候，有圣灵降在那个人身上，那个人就是用圣灵来施行别人的那一位。
When you baptize someone and the Holy Spirit descend upon him, he will be the person who will baptize other people with the Holy Spirit.
如果说耶稣这个约翰是施洗的，
if we say John the Baptist baptizes,
he's a baptizer. John the Baptizer, so called John the Baptist. 那你说我承认，我赞成。
You may say that, of course, that's the case.
但是我问你，如果我说耶稣是施洗者，你赞成吗？
But if I tell you that Jesus the Baptist, do you?
施洗的耶稣，你赞成吗？
The baptizing Jesus.
你说没有啊？
You say no.
耶稣没有给人家施洗。
Jesus did not baptize anyone.
真正才是那施洗者。
But he is actually the true Baptist.
约翰说。
So John said,
用水给你们施洗。
I baptize you with water.
那以后来的要用圣灵给你们施洗。
But that which will come after me will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.
用水给你们施洗。
I'm only baptizing you with water.
水洗怎么会洗净你的罪呢？
How can I cleanse your sin?
水洗是一个外表的东西。
It is something external.
水洗有多大的重要性呢？
What kind of power does it have?
那一位以后来的。
But that they will come after me.
用圣灵给你们施洗。
Will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.
使你们成为圣徒。
So that you'll be saints.
使你们领受新的生命。
That you'll receive new life.
使你们成为圣洁的人。
To become holy people.
你们一切的瑕疵、皱纹等类的病都除去了。
All your diseases will be removed from you.
因为他用圣灵给你们施洗。
Because he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.
真正施洗者是基督。
The true Baptist is Jesus Christ.
约翰不过是施洗者的先锋，是施洗者的预表。
John the Baptist was just a pioneer and a foreshadow of the Baptist.
约翰一个千千万万的施洗的时候，
When he baptized thousands of people,
他知道这些人都是为悔改认罪来受洗。
He knew that the people were baptized for repentance.
当他要给耶稣施洗的时候，
But when he was about to baptize Jesus,
他讲一句话，
He said something.
应该我让你受洗受你的洗，怎么你受我的洗？
He said, I should be baptized by you instead.
耶稣基督是上帝的儿子。
Jesus is the Son of God.
耶稣基督是无罪的救主。
He is a sinless Savior.
耶稣是除去世人罪孽。
He is a person who will take away our sins.
真正解决罪恶的救主。
He is a Savior that will truly solve the problem of sin.
约翰说，我受你的洗。
John said, I should be baptized by you.
那么你受我的洗呢？
No, not the other way around.
耶稣说，
Jesus said,
我受你的洗。
To be baptized by you is because we must fulfill all righteousness of the law. Jesus did not say, because I have sinned and need repentance. We must fulfill all righteousness. Why? Because he was born within the law. And he accepts the law. Secondly, after he was 30, he came out. It is in accordance to the Bible, anointing of the priest at 30.
祭司被高立的时候是怎么样的呢？
What kind of anointing was it?
是要用水从上面浇灌下来。
It was anointing with water from the top.
是叫洗作礼。
It is a
使他被洁净起来。
Water ritual.
耶稣基督不是有罪需要洗濯。
Jesus was not washed because he was sinful.
耶稣基督是神特别分别为圣做救主的。
He is a Savior set aside by God.
所以祭司被安立的时候，
When the priest is anointed,
水是从上面飘下来的。
Water comes from the top to the bottom.
这就是我今天赞成地理的真正的原因。
And this is why I believe in baptism by sprinkling.
因为圣灵是从上面飘下来， 不是下面给你踏进去。
Because the Holy Spirit comes from the top to the bottom, not the other way around.
圣灵飘下来的时候，
When the Holy Spirit comes,
从上而来，
it comes from the top to the bottom.
耶稣受洗的时候，
When Jesus was baptized,
施洗约翰照样给他这样施洗。
John the Baptist baptized in the same manner.
圣灵就降在他的身上。
And the Holy Spirit came.
你说耶稣不是从水里出来吗？
Did Jesus not emerge from the water?
我告诉你，不要过分解经用你的主观。
But not, let us not be too subjective in the way we
do.
The Bible did not say that Jesus emerged from within the water. The Bible said they came out from the water. Because they were at River Jordan. I believe that John the Baptist poured water on him. Because he was the son of a priest. He knew what the anointment of the priest is.
所以当他受洗的时候,
when he was anointed,
圣灵就降临在他的身上,
the Holy Spirit came upon him.
现在我的教会里面,
in my church,
我每次跟人施洗的时候,
every time I baptize,
我不是用一两滴水,
I'm not using a few
我是用相当多的水,
I use quite a lot of water
放在他的头上,
to put on his head.
我奉圣父、圣子、圣灵的名给你施洗, 代表圣灵降临在你身上。
In the name of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I baptize you just as the Holy Spirit descends upon you.
亲爱的弟兄们,
dear brothers and sisters, when Jesus was anointed,
圣灵降临汉子,
the Holy Spirit descended upon
约翰就知道了这个不一样,
因为这个就是将来要用圣灵给人施洗的那位救主。 And John the Baptist recognized him as a different Savior.
感谢上,
thanks be to God.
那耶稣基督是君王怎么可以做祭司呢?
But Jesus was the king, how can he become the priest?
祭司应当是利未支派的。
Because he should be from the tribe of Levi.
耶稣不是利未支派的。
But Jesus was not a Levite.
所以这里有两件很重大的事情要解决。
There are two very important things that we solve. First,
耶稣做祭司到底是不是从人间选出来的?
Was Jesus selected from men like all other priests?
不是,
no.
是选出来的吗?
Was he selected?
是,
yes, he was.
是蒙派的吗?
Was he sent?
是,
yes, he was.
是神所拣选的吗?
Was he selected by God? Yes.
神从人间罪人中间拣出来吗? 不是。
Did God select him from the sinners? No.
那么耶稣从哪里选出来呢?
From where did God select him?
你是我的儿子, 我今日生命。
You are my son, today I've become your father.
感谢上,
thanks be to God.
在第一章里面, 第二章里面提到的这个话语,
this has been seen in chapter 1 and 2.
你又再讲出来,
and here again it's repeated.
基督是神永恒中间所生的圣子,
Jesus was born of God in eternity.
所以我今日生,
and today I've become you are my son.
向上帝派耶稣基督做万人的救主,
God sent Jesus to be Savior for millions. God sent Jesus to be the High Priest of Savior. And he was not selected from among men. But was he selected? Was he anointed?
是,
answer is yes.
上帝说,
God said,
我在锡安山要膏你我的圣者。
I will anoint my Holy One in the Mount Zion.
这个圣者要传圣旨说,
this Holy One will pass my command.
主曾对我说,
God spoke to me.
你是我的儿子,
you are my son.
我今日生你。
Today, because
这样的圣经最重要的记载是诗篇第二篇里面告诉我们。
We can see this in Psalm chapter 2.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以基督是被选。
Christ was selected.
基督不是从人间被选出,
but not from among men.
基督是被立的。
He was anointed,
基督不是从罪人中间被立的,
but not from among sinners.
那么就是他在人中间被称为祭司,
but he was called a priest among us.
他不是亚伦的后代,
he's not a descendant of Aaron,
不是立位的自派,
not from the tribe of Levi.
怎么可以成为祭司?
How can he be the priest?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
最后这一段的圣经告诉我们,
the last passage tells us,
就有一处经文告诉说, 你是照着麦基洗德的等次, 永远做祭司。
Verse 6, and he says in another place, you are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek.
我们大家一同读第五、第六节。
Let us read 5 and 6.
一同开声来读。 如此基督也不是自取荣耀, 做大祭司, 乃是在乎向他说, 你是我的儿子, 我今日生的那一位, 就如经上有一处说, 你是照着麦基洗德的, 等次永远为祭司, 感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这样就预先告诉我们一个很重要的原则,
there's a very important principle here,
来解决那个死角很难解决的问题,
to solve this very difficult problem,
就是基督既然不是利未支派,
and that is, since Christ was not from the tribe of Levi,
基督既然不是亚伦的后代,
since he was not a descendant of Aaron,
他怎么可以做祭司?
How can he be the priest?
在乎神对他讲什么话,
it is important what God said to him.
你是我儿子,
you are my son.
我今日生你,
today I have become your father.
他不是从人间选出来,
he was not selected from men.
但他是神所派,
but he was sent by God.
他不是用人的生命做祭司,
he was not a man as a priest.
他是神的儿子的身份做祭司,
he came as son of God as priest.
第二样,
the second part,
在人中间选出来的,
those that are selected from men,
一定要从利未支派出来,
must be from the tribe of Levi,
一定等次就是亚伦属下的那种,
and must be the descendant of Aaron.
但是希伯来书就突然间讲一句话,
but suddenly there's a passage here,
这句话以前没有出现,
it has not appeared before,
第五章的这一节里面出现,
And it starts in chapter 5 verse 6.
有六章七章有很大很层次非常广泛的解释。
And 6 and 7, chapter 6 and 7 give us detailed explanation.
什么话呢? 就是他找到了诗篇110篇的话语。
And that is a word from Psalm 110.
上帝发誓说,
God gave an oath.
你做祭司是叫麦基洗德的等级。
You are priest forever in the order of Melchizedek.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
讲基督虽然不是利未支派,
although Christ was not from the tribe of Levi,
基督虽然不是亚伦的后代,
although he was not the descendant of Aaron,
他不但可以做祭司,
not only could he become the priest,
他做了比亚伦后代所有的祭司, 更高一个等次的祭司。
He became a priest higher than all priests, a descendant of Aaron.
什么意思呢?
What does this mean?
耶稣基督与他们不同的地方,
the difference between Christ and them,
他们是凭着肉体的条例做祭司。
They were selected by their physical
aspects.
But Jesus was selected by his spirituality.
第二样,
secondly,
他们做祭司是照着人间选出来做祭司。
They were selected from among men.
耶稣基督做祭司以神的独生子的身份做祭司。
But Jesus became priest as the Son of God.
第三样,
the third area,
他们做祭司会因为死而停止这份的祭司。
Their job will stop when they die.
耶稣基督受死的复活就永远能做祭司。
But because Jesus was resurrected from the dead, he is a priest forever.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以希伯来书的作者讲到这个地方,
when the author of Hebrew comes to this point, he was declaring to the Jews, do you have a priest? Are you arrogant? Do you think your priest is great? The high priest is of great honor. He is just a human being. He was selected from among men. He himself is weak. He must sacrifice for himself before he sacrificed for the people. He himself knew that he is sinful. But Jesus Christ was not the same. He's higher than the priest. He's with honor. Because he was not selected from
man.
He was selected because he's the Son of God.
不但如此,
not only that,
他从死里复活,
he was resurrected from the dead.
这份是永远的,
his job is forever.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
你说他是祭司的后代,
is he the descendant of a priest?
他是立位之外,
was he from the
他是亚伦的子孙吗?
Was he a descendant?
不是,
no.
那么怎么做祭司?
How can he then be the priest?
最后一句话,
the last word,
他是照着麦基洗德的等次,
he was a priest in the order of Melchizedek.
感谢上,
thanks be to God.
我请问你,
let me ask you this.
麦基洗德跟亚伦哪里大?
Who is bigger in Melchizedek or Aaron in status?
哪一个大?
Who is of higher status?
你们不知道,
do you not know this?
麦基洗德更大吗?
Melchizedek was higher.
为什么呢?
Why?
为什么麦基洗德更大呢?
Why do we say that?
因为麦基洗德做祭司的时候, 亚伦还没有生出来。
Because when Melchizedek was a priest, Aaron was not even
born. 多久以后呢? 要过了430年以后亚伦才生出来。
About 430 years after Melchizedek, then Aaron was born.
还没有亚伦和亚伦的后代以前, 麦基洗德已经麦基洗德了。
Before Aaron was Melchizedek,
他比亚伦更大吗?
Was he higher in status?
比亚伦更大?
He was.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为他是上帝永远的大祭司。
Because he is a priest forever for God.
没有人知道他什么时候死。
No one knows when he died.
他的位分是一个最高的等次。
His status is of the highest one.
The priest of the highest God. 至高上帝的祭司。 至高上帝永远的祭司。
He is the eternal priest of the highest God.
亚伦是谁?
Who is Aaron?
亚伦死。
He died.
孩子代替。
His son took over.
孩子死,
the children died.
孙子代替,
and the grandchildren took over.
孙子死,
grandchildren died.
曾孙代替,
the great-grandchildren took over. Great-grandchildren took over.
曾孙的孩子代替,
and then the children took over.
曾孙的孩子死,
and the great-grandchildren died. And then on and on it goes.
所以他们不是永远的祭司,
they are not forever.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
所以你读到这一章了以后,
when you reach this chapter,
原来我们有的祭司耶稣基督是高过亚伦高过利未之,
you will realize that Jesus Christ, the high priest, is higher than all these people.
让我们的心拥有主,
our heart will give glory
尊崇主,
to be obedient to
him.
Because we have such a blessing. Let us stand up together.
把第五章第一节到第六节,
and read from verse 1 to verse 6.
一同来读, 一, 二, 三, 凡从人间拣选的大祭司, 是奉派替人办理事事, 为要献上礼物和赎罪祭, 他能体谅那愚蒙和失迷的人，因为他自己也是被软弱所苦，故是他理当为百姓和自己献赎罪祭。 我的大祭司的尊荣没有人自取，唯有神所寻找，像亚伦一样。如此基督也不是自取荣耀做大祭司，乃是再不向他说你是我的儿子，我今日生你的那一位。就如经上有一处说，你是照着墨西西德的脾气永远做祭司的。感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我们一同感谢主。
Let us give thanks to God.
我们为今天听的感谢上帝。
Let us give thanks for
what we heard. 我们一同祷告。
Let us pray to God.